hope I stopped that and it didn't stop by itself.
No, you stopped it. Vinny Lou! Ha! It's James Brown, and you're listening to The Rock on the Fire!
I guess that's it.
Right of fucking air.
Thank you for listening to Rock Under Fire. We'll see you next time.
80s. Eddie Murphy, James Brown out there.
It's time for Rock on a Fire. Rock Under Fire.
Like we're toasting marshmallows. Throw another rock on the fire.
Ain't no big surprise.
Get your rocks off and throw them on the fire.
Pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies.
You guys haven't stopped since last night. You're still fucking going. You guys are maniacs.
I didn't go out. They did. I did not go out last night. I was playing The Division, saving New York City one person at a time. It's you, Xbox.
I was going to say, you're playing a video game.
I was.
Why? You didn't go out?
Nah, it's, jobless kind of puts a damper on that stuff.
Michael, buy a drink. You want to buy this guy a drink? You guys can't take care of Pat? Buy him a couple drinks.
I stretched like four drinks over 4 hours, man. So it's,
they would. It's definitely not.
For me to, I can't support the Pat's bill. My bill is like $20. Pat's bill is like $180.
I get Pat's bill. I get Pat's bill, but I always tell him, don't get drunk and start ordering shots for everybody. It's my fucking tap.
And if you haven't heard, Tracy is joining us once again this evening.
Hello.
Welcome, Tracy.
Hi.
I'm glad you're here, and I love your topic. I know this is your idea.
You're like our fourth member that's never here.
I try to be.
Yeah. What can we compare that to, man?
You're like the fifth Beatle.
Yeah.
I had Kiss reference, fourth. So I'm not going to say it.
Oh, don't bring up the K word.
Oh, he already did it. We're not even 10 minutes into the show.
I brought it up to you.
Well, we have a great
show. We've been pitching this for the last couple weeks here, and the show we had to cancel last time because the haters... Or something happened. Like, we had the haters scheduled, and the haters, I had to cancel that because something happened. I forgot what it was. Stickman wasn't here.
Yeah.
But we have our 10 most, hated songs ever, or 10 songs that we absolutely can't stand.
Shut the radio off, fucking rip it out of the dashboard, smash it in the street, throw it in a garbage truck, whatever you can to get that song off the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, I don't know, do we have anything for what's going on, or is anything went
in? I kind of do. I saw a documentary on Netflix, man. It was a John Mellencamp documentary. Really, really just interesting, man. His band is great. His new band is really great, tight. And what it is, it's kind of part concert, part documentary. He's speaking over the entire thing, and it cuts in and out of the music and in the show and stuff. And it's on Netflix. And any Mellencamp fans out there, you'll really enjoy it. My favorite song by him is "Check It Out," hands down. And they do it in this concert. Yeah, and the band just sounds terrific. That girl on that fiddle while they're doing that, man. Yeah.
Didn't he have a heart attack?
He's had like five. And opening the show. You see him, the band is out there getting like warming up the crowd or whatever. Yeah. You're getting ready to be. He's backstage smoking fucking cigarettes.
What's wrong with him? Is he like, he's sick, right? He's generally a sick person, Mellencamp. Am I wrong about that?
Well, he's had five heart attacks.
He doesn't sing anymore, right? At all?
Yeah.
He's still out?
Sure. Yeah. He got a new record out. I love him. I love him.
I haven't kept up with him in like decades. I don't remember the last thing I was aware of that he did.
That's Americana music,
man. Did they take some of his lungs out or something?
Yeah. They donated it somewhere. It's in the Marlboro facility right now. He didn't age well, though. He doesn't, I can say this. I mean, he was a good-looking man back in his day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is he diagnosed with something, though?
Redneck
fever?
He was born with, fucking spinal bifida. And was one of the first people to ever have a surgery from. He's got a scar on the back of his neck from it. He's talking about it in the show. And he was one of four. There were four people that they operated on, and he was the only one who survived from it. And, at that moment, you're looking at like 1951, I think he said it was.
This is in a documentary of it.
Yeah, he talked about it in a documentary. Yeah. So you find little tidbits like that out. And he talks about the record business and his mother and his father and... He punched. It's funny story is that I'll leak this one out. It was from there. It was pretty funny though. His father was 37, so it was 20 years older. So it puts him at like 17. He punched his father in the face, And he goes, you know, I was a fighter. I was always fighting. And I hit this, you know, I took shots from kids, whatever. He goes, but I hit a man in his prime, 37 year in his prime. He goes, my father hit me so hard. He goes, I still feel it today. Just check it out. That's my, and check it out is the song.
Yeah.
You know, anybody out there, that's my what's going on, really. It's I've been watching a lot of documentaries lately.
There's a couple docs on Netflix now. They have the Chicago one, man.
Awesome.
That you watched it?
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Because I know Mike's got this Chicago boner lately. He's talking a lot about the first album lately. So
Keith Richards is on there. Yeah. Keith Richards one is good because when he was recording
Keith
his solo
record. That's cool. That's cool. I watched that twice.
Yeah, really good. Very interesting. I watched that for you guys. Basically, yeah. You know, I mean, you know, I'm not a huge Stones fan. I can get by with some Stones.
Doing some homework,
but,
bro.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. You know, what gets me is that I'm like, okay, these two guys are really in love with the Rolling Stones. There has to be something there. What am I missing? Where do I got to dig in?
Yeah, thanks, you know, man. Take that as a compliment.
You should. You really should, and I'm
trust,
glad you do.
Trust our taste.
I trust both of your tastes. Otherwise, I don't think we'd be sitting across from each other at this table. You know what I mean? Mm. We wouldn't. The three of us wouldn't be together if that were the case. I mean, we have our disagreements on music. There's no, you know, hands down. But there's got to be something about the Rolling Stones that's they're enormous.
Stop looking.
I like how negative this topic is, man. People like the dirt. We're just really giving the people what they want.
Stop looking at my list, Mike.
I'm not looking at you anything.
My list is on my phone.
You
can't fucking see it.
Don't look at my list.
I'm trying, none of us know each other's shit. So I just kind of like glanced over and saw one of yours accidentally.
You know some of mine from past conversations. Yeah. You know some of mine.
So really, there's no criteria to this. It doesn't. But what I did was I took classic rock, metal. Because, you know, we're Rock Under Fire. You know, I didn't really go too much into pop. I didn't go into, Hall & Oates or anything like that.
I had one little personal criteria for me. Just my own thing. And I don't care how anybody else did it. But there are obvious... There's, so many songs that none of us can stand. And there's a lot of songs that, you know, you and me, Tracy, to our listeners, we've had many discussions about songs like... there's one song, that we both agree that we don't like, but it has this weird sentimental thing. It reminds me of childhood.
It's on my list.
So if
so
I could
shut
find,
up.
If I could find any redeeming qualities about that song whatsoever, it didn't make my list. There's that song. There's a song called it's a Starship song. All right, everybody agrees it's one of the worst songs ever written, but it didn't make my list because, hey, it reminds me of childhood. It's like, it has, okay, so, and it's just it's cringeworthy, but, my list is just songs I absolutely can't stand to hear. I'm just so sick of, or else I cringe when I hear them. It's got something in it that just disgusts me or something.
Now, when we first sat down this evening, I want to make this clear. My list, I went over 10, first of all, which is not a big deal. But what I did was, and I found out later that I kind of cheated, I picked two bands that I don't want. I don't like anything by these two bands. However,
if we did that, our lists would be the bands we hate the most.
Okay, and I'll accept that. However,
we've been arguing about this long before we went on the air.
I'll pick one song.
Share your thoughts.
I'll pick one song by each group, but I'm going to let it be known when that group comes up that I don't like anything by that group.
Did anybody write down or got in mind honorable mention songs that didn't make your list that we can go around really quickly? Yeah. Without any explanation,
I have two.
I didn't really.
Because I have a shitload.
Well, that's not. Then there's no point to a list.
I'm just gonna.
Yeah.
No, honorable mentions. No, no.
And so mine.
I think I'm my toes for that one. Honorable mention.
So my criteria, same thing. But what I did was I didn't say I can't listen to anything from this band because everybody knows what mine are anyway. And then the other thing, it couldn't be a novelty song like Disco Duck. Or any of that other shit like that. That
happy
is like
birthday.
One of the.
I have none of those.
You know what I'm saying? How you have one of those?
I have none of those.
Yeah, because everyone's gonna say,
so
Agadoo, Disco Duck.
Yeah,
yeah, all that crap.
Every time it comes on
at
the Liberty for karaoke, I walk the fuck out. I'm done with Happy Birthday, man. I'm done with it.
You've probably organized a few Happy Birthdays too.
I've organized way too many. I sang fucking Happy Birthday to who? Heather? Like Marilyn Manson or Marilyn Monroe?
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. I sang it like Marilyn Monroe, right? Happy Birthday, Mrs. President. I think I sang to her. So I've orchestrated quite a few. So I'm done with Happy Birthday.
Okay.
I hate singing Happy Birthday though.
Let's let the lady start.
All right, so let's go. I guess we'll go around, man. You're 12 o'clock. We'll just go like this way. Okay.
All right.
So we'll do number 10.
Okay.
I'm Casey Kasem.
These are in.
Tracy Kasem.
Once we get towards the end, some of these are really the utmost worst.
Tracy Trace.
Tracy Trace. I disagree with some of these.
Okay. So one of these, one of my songs in no particular order is "Let 'Em In" by Wings, and it was kind of a toss up between two songs.
What song?
Let 'Em In.
Let 'Em In. What?
That's it.
Somebody ringing the bell.
can't take it. It's just one of those songs that my whole life I didn't even know Paul McCartney was singing that song until about 10 years ago.
Like, here's the thing. I never hear that song. Do you hear that song anymore?
Yep.
I haven't heard that song since...
I haven't heard it in quite some time.
Yeah, I haven't heard that since 1980.
Because I'm all over XM.
Yeah.
I'm all over the friggin' dial. All
right.
Wings at the Speed of Sound. I listened to the album a couple months ago. So that song's on there. So I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't think you put anything from Wings on there.
I kind of disagree. I like that song.
For a cup of tea.
Yeah, but you're all hippie, like, woohoo, and shit. All right, next, Pat.
No, Mikey D is next, isn't he?
Oh, Mikey. Oh, we'll go this way?
Yeah.
All right, number 10 for me is Born to be Wild. It's like one of the most generic rock songs ever written, I think. I think if you took, like, a classroom full of people who don't like rock and roll or don't know much about rock and roll and you asked them to write a rock song... You know, just like a connect the dots type of include every cliche in rock in terms of chord structure and words and phrases. It would be born to be wild.
What is it about that song that associates it with bikers?
Like Easy Rider.
Okay. I mean, it's
on the soundtrack. It's in the movie.
I know quite a few bikers, and they're not really huge fans of that song either. You know.
No,
but isn't that like? Use your word, dude. Hasn't it been canonized as like an important song, Born to be Wild? It's often called like the first heavy metal song. As a matter of fact, heavy metal was like, this is the first time heavy metal was used in a song.
I think too much importance
is placed
on it for some reason. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. But that's one of the reasons I don't like it. It's not that I don't like it. I'm just tired of it. It's just, you know, you could say you hate it.
A band of mine used to cover it.
I don't know if I hate any song. Just songs I'm sick of, man. I strongly dislike it. Yeah, I don't hate it, though.
Would you turn it off the radio
like
if it came
on? Hate comes like closer to the, you know, like not number 10, closer to the end of the list.
Yeah.
But do I turn it off? I turn it off if I hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's really the good criteria you can't even sit two minutes into.
And like when in the Cult, like it's just like the most bland, boring remake.
There's not much to the song.
And there's
to begin
nothing
with
worse. Like then there's nothing worse than a song that you don't like when a band covers it and it's like either the same or
that's
worse.
That's one of my honorable mentions.
And it's an artist that you like that covers that song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happened more than once.
Mm-hmm.
We got for a stick.
All right. I'm born to be mild. I'm just going to have mine. They're going to get worse as they go. So the first few that I start with might be likable songs. Just I got a thing for them. There's no rational criteria behind this. It's just feelings we have about songs. Right? I mean, there's nothing specific we can say about these songs, why we hate them, you know?
They could give you douche chills. They could remind you of a past disastrous relationship. They could just grind at you, or if you've heard it so many times.
They could remind you being at the lake and you ran out of beer and your car battery died and you had to walk 6 miles to get a six-pack of beer.
Maybe that's what it is. This last song, I just realized that the other day I was picking up my prescriptions over at the pharmacy over there, and this tune came on the radio, and I cringed, and that has to go on my list for the show. I realized I hate the song Cecilia by Simon and Garfunkel. Mm. Cecilia, you're breaking
my heart.
Really, really annoying.
Yeah.
Decline singing it in
karaoke.
It could be annoying. I don't like it, man.
Well, we were just throwing up songs that we might sing, but...
See what sticks.
Yeah, right. You to sing that?
Yeah.
Don't like it.
Okay, since I was not allowed to say entire bands,
here's the
rub. I don't even know the name of the song by this band.
Right.
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's
Super
the only...
Supertramp's
the band. I don't know the name of the song.
The only one I got.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my God.
I hate that band so fucking much.
Right off the rails.
I don't fucking care if they... Super Tramp building could burn to the fucking ground with everybody in the building on fire yelling, take a look at my girlfriend. The saxophone blasting the whole fucking thing. And I would stand outside sipping a Wawa coffee and laughing. I can't stand that fucking. I wasn't allowed to say the band. I don't even know the name of the song. What was it?
Well, you now you got meme? It.
It's called Breakfast at Tiffany.
It's called Breakfast in America by
Breakfast
Supertramp.
Breakfast in America by Supertramp.
You know that meme with the little girl in the corner and she's like looking at you with those evil eyes and the house is burning behind her?
Yeah, that's me.
That's how I. Yeah, that's
exactly
you.
How you should envision
that's
me.
That's you with the Supertramp.
The Supertramp building at their world headquarters, like the Justice fucking League. I didn't even know the name of the fucking song.
What's
so I didn't even put thought into it because the second I hear Super, we got Supertramp coming up on the queue. I'd rather crash my car into a fucking telephone pole.
I think it's just that maniacal, you know, edge to it.
And I love songs with saxophone. I love the saxophone.
I was wondering what it could have possibly been because you hinted at it last week.
Oh,
it makes sense. It makes sense that some of the people that are going to hate that. Yeah. It does.
Yep.
I get it. I don't dislike Supertramp, but I get that.
I almost got stick on board here.
Yeah. All right. So I don't dislike him, but
we come around to the top again, and we now go to number 9.
I'm totally all over the place.
Tracy.
Yeah. So you look. Stop looking. I'm all paranoid. So this is just based on the fact that this person was a great songwriter, great musician, amazing, came from, I just don't even know where the song came from. It's just so awful. And I hate to say this because I love the man. I just called to say I love you. Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Awful. Whenever I hear that song, it's just, it makes you want to jump off. It makes me want to jump off the fucking Supertramp building.
Meanwhile, at the Supertramp
building. It
makes
me want to dive off the Supertramp building.
I was thinking the other day, they did that on the Cosby Show. Remember, he was actually appeared on the show. And
yes.
He was saying it, he's like, no New Year's Day. And he's like, no New Year's Day to Huxley. Yeah.
My favorite Stevie Wonder moment is Saturday Night Live, when Eddie Murphy was still on it.
Oh, yeah.
And he was imitating Stevie Wonder, and Joe Piscopo was doing whatever. They were doing a Canon commercial. He's like,
I am
so
black
easy, even I can use it. And he reaches out for the lens. It's
I am black, and you are white. That's you're blind as a bat, and I have sight.
Mikey D, what do you got?
Number 9, More Than Words. Extreme.
Oh, that was,
perfect sense.
When I first heard this song, I thought Air Supply had a reunion. Bon Jovi aside, the template for like hair bands doing ballads in the 80s was they still used electric guitars, but as we cross over into the 90s, we're talking 91, Porno Graffiti comes out. Acoustic guitars were now acceptable without being accused of being a wimp. But this was, I think, by far the wimpiest song I had heard up until Hinder wrote Lips of an Angel. Like and metalheads loved it for some reason. For some reason, metalheads
like
loved it. And it's like no matter how wimpy or hard you got in terms of like you could like if you were a Poison fan or a Slayer fan, metalheads loved it. Even though like it you know like it caused your dick to shrivel up to the size of an acorn.
I think that's Nuno though, because Nuno's a really good guitar player.
Nuno's
awesome.
Interesting
thing about this is that I was DJing then, and that record was returned, and this was Hal in Soundarama, where I used to get a lot of my stuff from, told me that more people brought that record back because they bought it for that song, and the rest of that record is nothing like that song at all. It's actually pretty good, and so Hal
that's
was like,
Porno
people
Graffiti,
are bringing this
right?
record back like crazy.
Yeah. Porno Graffiti.
Porno Graffiti. Get the Funk Out is
like
on that. It's really
like
good.
The black sheep of their band.
Yeah.
You know, and it was huge, and people loved it, and it was like, I don't know.
That could have been the beginning of
really
the end for them, too.
Air Supply or something. I was like,
next.
Stick, what do you got, Stick?
Makes sense. Everything makes perfect sense.
It's pretty cool.
Mine are not in a rock and roll genre and are going way back for me. But it took me a while to develop some sensitivity when it came to like certain types of music. Everything was gay. And that was really tough, you know. And any kind of love song, you're gay.
Gay. That's a term we used to. Throw around a lot more than because we're 70s kids. You can't really throw that term around
with
anymore.
But you understand the sentiment, man, you know? Like, it's the same reason I wouldn't play with any female action figures when I was a kid. I don't know why, man. My Star Wars figures, I wouldn't play with no Princess Leia. It was just a weird thing with me.
Fucking Han, you
know?
Bro.
So I don't know, man. I was, so any kind of, like, really romantic songs, you know, weepily romantic, creeped me out when I was young to the point of absolute hatred. And one of them was, you light up my life to carry on. You light up my was real popular, like in 76 or something. You guys remember?
I don't even care about that song.
Fucking hated that motherfucker. Yeah, it creeped me out.
That was the number one song for 10 weeks. It held the record for a long time, right? From October 77 through December 77. Dude, that's my little factoid.
I'm obviously into music at the time, like Skyrockets and Flight. I love that shit. Afternoon Delight. Oh, my God.
Oh, pew.
One more.
I think that Afternoon Delight would...
I get two for the price of one in this category.
Oh, it's cheap.
Yeah, you get that song, and another one that I... Same kind of feeling. It freaked me out was... I'm never gonna let you go. Gonna hold you in my arms.
Peebo Bryson. Peebo Bryson and...
Is that Peebo?
It's Peebo and some chick.
That's the roller. That's the roller skating genius song. Gonna hold you by the curls tonight.
Two for one.
From this day on, we're gonna stay together.
I was young. Crawl as a young boy.
It's awful.
I'm beginning to see.
It's an awful song.
I'm beginning to see some common threads in mine, because the next one I have. It's the voice. I think it's the vocal. Fly to the Angels by Slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
If I hear that fucking whining guy, you'd think it's a girl singing that, the way he has his testicles are in his fucking throat.
And he can sing, though.
He can sing. He can. But that fucking song. Because there's a couple of songs on that album that aren't bad. You know, I liked some of that slushy metal. I absolutely did. But Fly to the Angels, when I hear that fucking... I'm like, oh, my God. It's a fucking cat.
I have to agree with that.
Flight to the Angels?
Fly to the Angels.
Fly to the Angels.
I can't even attempt to do it.
You're going to have to look that one up. YouTube.
That one.
I'm writing them down all over the place.
You're writing them down?
Yeah.
So are we come around to... Did you...
I did. Fly to the Angels.
Okay. So we're at number
Slaughter.
Eight.
Come on, Tracy. Tracy Trace him.
Tracy Trace him.
I'm going to take it off. I'm going to go into another place. I'm just going to hit it right now, because this is probably, I'll throw it up, my most hated song.
Wait, you're going to go to number one?
You want us to gradually kind of go?
Gradually
minor
kind
in
of
no
off.
Order.
Yeah.
Minor in no particular order whatsoever.
Okay. I'm just going to roll my turn, and we should have kept it off the list, because I know we're all going to agree on it, but it's We Built This City.
Okay.
So
on my list.
Okay.
Is it on yours?
Nah.
Because you like it?
No. I don't like that band enough for them to even become... It's like Supertramp. Oh, I don't even...
That was Jeff. I can't. Yeah, I just can't.
Where do you go to listen to that song?
I didn't like it when it was
Jersey
popular. And that song was number one. A lot of these songs...
I believe it.
A lot of these songs I picked were actually number one hits.
80s pop music was a diabolical year, man.
I'm sorry I keep coughing like that. You guys have to deal with a
slight cold. Mike's got some editing to do.
Nah, that's going to be tough to edit out, so I apologize.
My editing is getting less and less, and is getting less.
It's more raw and fun than live.
I don't even care anymore.
Come on, Mike D, what do you got for number eight?
Number eight. Can't you see?
Yeah, I'm good.
Marshall Tucker Band.
I'm good with not hearing that ever again.
Every fucking dive bar in existence, man, with a line of pickup trucks in the parking lot, has that song playing on the jukebox when you walk in. You know those places where you walk in and everybody sitting on a stool all turns their head at the same time to see who just walked in?
Yep.
Like those type of places. And Can't You See is always playing. And then whenever there's a band playing there, it's a band full of old farts all playing Can't You See.
I was asked...
Put that woman...
Three times to do that at karaoke.
I don't know what accent that is, man. Is that a southern accent?
They're country. They're like southern rock country.
Tucker?
Yeah. Southern rock.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's an interesting pronunciation, man. All right.
I agree with you completely about that, dude. I don't like that. I agree with you.
I don't like that.
Horrified.
No, I do. I'm not.
I'm completely in agreement with that pick.
We don't know what that Woman's been doing to you.
Yeah. Oh God. No. I agree with you.
You're gonna catch a freight train down to the station, because you would. Where else would you catch
it? That
would
have almost made my list. Yeah.
How funny is we all? You know, I love Marshall Tucker Band, so. I can understand
you
why.
Listen to Marshall Tucker Band? You listen to Marshall Tucker?
Well, I was a flute player for a long time, so there wasn't a lot of flute in rock, except Jethro Tull, Marshall Tucker Band.
All right, I'll pretend I know that there's flute in Marshall Tucker, because I don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Sure is.
I like flute. People hate on the flute. The flute.
The opening note of the song is flute.
Molly Hatchet.
I'm a pro flute guy.
Right.
Oh, man. I like Molly Hatchet. Flirting with Disaster.
Yeah, I can't tell those bands apart either.
Right there. What do you got, Stick?
I'm going to get this one over with because I'm not that happy with this one, but it's one song that annoys me, man.
I'm not happy with anything.
But it's a patriotic song. Proud to be an American.
Oh,
this is the place
yeah.
I'd rather. Where at least yep. I know I'm free. Got yeah. to stand up. I
all
hate
I know,
that song.
I remember, know that is like the 9/11 song.
What's it called?
Proud to be an American. I think by like Lee Greenwood.
God bless. I think it's called God Bless the USA. I think.
No.
Yeah. Should I?
Because I want to stand up. And the music stops.
And this real mousy little kid sound. No one's projecting. Stand up. Like over for days and days. This is really bad.
I love America. I can't stand that song.
Yeah,
it's awful. It's awful.
Nothing to do with America.
My next song.
Number 8 is Pat.
Comes from a band that I have huge, huge love for. Love the group. Talked about their debut record in the last show.
Yep.
Ooh. I cannot stand the song "Jump" by Van Halen. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. There's so many better Van Halen songs. You could play anything else off of 1984 Q104. I'm talking to you, local classic rock station. I'm just sick of that song.
It's on the radio. You'll turn it off.
I do. It's I don't have it in my iPod. I just you know, and I have the album. I'm done with "Jump," man. Done with "Jump." Give me any other Van Halen song. I don't think there's any other Van Halen song I would turn off because you guys know both. And Tracy, you know, because you listen all the time. I love that group. I talk about Van Halen every chance I can.
I'm indifferent to "Jump." It doesn't, I mean, it's overplayed, but it doesn't bother me. I don't like it. I don't dislike it.
It's
just
awful.
There.
I
have
it.
To say, that song really does.
I
agree with most of these.
I never listen to it. If it comes on, I mean, I turn it off instantly. It's, you know.
I didn't even think about that song. It would have made my list. It might have made my list. Seriously. So some of mine are like, we're like kind of more like modern stuff. So my stuff is like 60s, 70s.
Right.
So anybody who is around our age and has appreciation of the Beatles, I cannot stand Revolution 9 at the end of the White Album. If you just listen to it again, it's just a bunch of, do you know where that song, listen, this was a John and Yoko collabo,
right?
That ruined one of the greatest albums ever. It's still one of the greatest albums ever printed, but Yoko, that bitch, you gotta get in on everything. And that's a John and Yoko collaboration of them just slamming together some instrumental stuff, some weird Yoko stuff. And it's the longest Beatles song ever recorded, and it's the freaking worst. You can hear Yoko all in it, and then that number nine. That's a fucking tape. I said the F word. That's a tape. Okay.
Right. You say the F word.
That's it.
No filter.
You know where that came from? A tape that John Lennon found when he was walking. Mm-hmm. It was just some batshit crazy guy going number nine. Yeah.
That became like the thing of the time, I think. Like, it's some kind of celebration at LSD, and I think I don't like it either. I mean, you listen to it once or twice for a novelty, like, no one listens to it, let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
You're skipping that,
mm-hmm.
You know. But bands started to do that kind of shit. Like, Jefferson Airplane has one of those too, like a 20 minute long,
yeah.
People out, you're tripping.
Yeah, you know what? If I was
tripping,
if I was tripping,
looking back, it doesn't age well, that shit.
No.
A lot of bands did it.
That was the car crash song that was one of the clues that Paul was dead. So there's a car crash if you play it backwards.
You know, it's like, it's awful as it is, and to let alone put it on that album. That's when Yoko started getting feelers onto the good music, you know?
I'll tell you what, in the bad rap the song gets, and, you know, like, rightly so, if the Velvet Underground had made that song, there would be critics that would call it a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Like Sister Ray. And the gift.
No,
and the
but you know what? When you know that, you know it was Yoko Ono, you know there was no talent to it. But anyway, so that was my other, you know, that song just, it's like bubble gum stuck on your ruby slippers. Yeah. You know, it's like you just want to just. That's.
Yeah.
You are. Let's face it. We all are.
All right, so whose was that?
That was me.
It was you?
Tracy.
You. All right, my number 7 is Paradise City.
Yes.
Not too much to say about this. It just makes me cringe. It's probably the Guns N' Roses song that where Axl most annoys me, you know.
where he just most gets on my nerves. So
I couldn't pick a song from Guns N' Roses, for reasons that we are prohibited for.
Yeah, I don't think I realized how much Guns N' Roses bothers you, man.
They really don't bother me a whole lot, but Paradise City is just, I cringe.
Yeah.
I can't listen to it.
Well, this next one, you know I don't like this one, bro. I think I've told you about this one. I think it's poorly crafted, man, because I wrote this song a couple times and crumpled it up. And I remember the first time I heard Lenny Kravitz, I want to get away.
I want to fly away.
I was like, wow, that song is fucking lame. I was like, how many times I sat down at pen and paper, I'm going to write a song. Like, I want to get away. I want to fly away. There's socks and I crumple up. I did that 10 times. It's the shittiest shit. And it became, like, a huge song.
He just validated why I should believe him. And totally, seriously, you made a good argument.
In the corner of the room, there's a lot of crumbled up paper for you people who cannot visually see this.
Yeah, it is so fucking lame.
Mine is going back to a very great, I mean, classic rock, you love them or you hate them. But it's by The Doors, man, and I'm really tired of Light My Fire.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say Touch Me, because that one crept into my brain.
But Light My Fire, I change it, man. And it was tough to either do that one or Hello, I Love You, because they're both, Hello, I Love You is close.
Yeah,
you know, man. And there's so much better music by that, man. And again, that's why I listen to shit on my own, because I don't have to listen to the radio, but unless if I'm trapped in somebody's car and I have to listen to their radio, at least it's on a rock station. But it seems like
too many of these songs anymore.
It seems like at fucking 12:18 every fucking day, like clockwork, set your fucking watch to it. Q104 plays Light My Fire.
I have a very low tolerance, man, for like The Doors hits. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm strictly like, I want to hear Peace Frog and Blue Sunday
and the
Spy and stuff like that. You know, my eyes have seen. I can't deal with Hello, I Love You or Touch Me or any, especially stuff off the Soft Parade, man. So those are, I like those, man. I don't know why I didn't think about those, but
mm-hmm.
I'm fed up with it. I'm a huge Doors fan.
I support the
probably
Doors.
Because I just avoid those songs, you know.
Tracy, you trace him?
Oh.
Number six. And the countdown continues.
Yeah, totally obscure. This one, I'm just going to throw there because it's a song, if you hear it, you have to hate it. It's that bad of a song on that great of an album again. It's really bad. It's really bad. And I know you know it, and I know you know it. I don't know if you know it. It's on, I'll even let you guess it.
All right. I like this.
All right. It's on The Police's album, Synchronicity.
Mother?
Yes!
I can't stand that song.
Yeah, Andy Summers.
Andy Summers, man.
Telephone is ringing. My mother on the phone.
Telephone is ringing.
Oh, you're going to have to listen to it.
Every girl I go out with becomes my mother in the end.
It's true. He wrote this song about his mother. Sting liked it and go, yeah, let's fling it on there.
I think I sold my Synchronicity back to the store like an idiot, man. A couple of years, 10 years more. I don't know.
I doubt that even exists on YouTube, even off someone's TV. is how bad it is. But I really thought that you would remember it. You don't know, right?
I don't know that album.
Okay. Police album, but that one.
Okay.
All right. Else is a hit on that album.
I was holding
exactly.
She said Ghost in the Machine. I was going to hand
a monster. That record was a monster.
I love the Police. Oh, I love the Police.
That was, yeah.
That song is.
Fuck the Police. Wrong Police.
Don't say that on the air.
I like the musicians, Police. Don't say what on the air? Fuck?
Fuck the Police.
That's a great rap record, man.
We're not talking about...
Wait, what did I miss?
Pat and I are going to get into a slap fest.
NWA, we're going to get into a slap fest.
Oh, is it my... I'm up?
NWA.
Is it my turn? Yes. What was that game we played with a couple of weeks ago, or a month ago, or 2 months ago?
Spin Bottle?
No, we played some game where, like, we were playing with cards around a table and...
Oh, meme. What's your meme? What's the meme?
Remember that?
The card game with the pictures?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're playing a game. Is it my turn? All right, my number six is Wild Thing. My vote for most boring song ever. It makes 3 minutes seem like 3 days.
is another one of those connect the dot songs where if you had to construct like a like you know when you go into a furniture store, all right, and I'm talking like the Trogs, Jimi Hendrix, Sam Kinison, not even Hendrix could make this into a good song. Like even Hendrix made it boring. In fact, I think Hendrix actually made the more boring version.
Hendrix is the most boring.
But if you go into a furniture store, okay, and you want to like buy a bedroom set or like a living room set, okay, you're looking at a table and like a dresser, and there's a bed, and then like, and there's some shelves, and on the shelf there's like a fake plant, and there's like a fake book.
That's wild thing. A fake photo of a family.
Like, it's like they have to make like a fake song.
Yeah,
that's wild thing.
It has to be bad if Sam Kinison can cover it.
Oh yeah, that
oh
Sam
my
Kinison
god,
version is a cringeworthy song.
That's really fucking bad.
That's another good call. I agree with.
I could agree.
I
with
think
wild
I've
thing.
Agreed with almost every song.
All right.
Number six, Stickman.
As we continue hating on people that are more talented than we are.
I
make a lot more money than us. We have a swig. Someone tell me, what's likable about All My Life? You might know this one too, dude. You know I've said this to you. What's likable about the song Aqualung by Jethro Tull?
Uh-oh.
Did I?
Tracy just really? Put the brakes on.
Oh, my God. Well, we disagree. I'm sorry.
Listen,
we disagree.
Stop
to running down. It's an ugly song. And again, it doesn't groove. It has no, you can't groove to it.
Well, that was what Jethro Tull was. It was kind of like nasty music about nasty people doing nasty things.
I don't know. What do you guys think, man?
It was like proto-metal in a way.
I disagree with. I like that song.
I think this may be the first disagreement.
Yeah.
From all around the table too, Tom.
Wow. Really?
With his head. Yeah. Dilly dilly.
In fact, I'm going to get tickets to the concert in September.
Yes, we're going to see Jethro.
No, we're going to see Jackson Browne.
Yeah, but I'm going
to
get a ticket.
Okay.
Jackson Browne?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
That's my birthday present for Mikey.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, man.
The Beacon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, nice. That's good.
I'm trying to see bands that
we may never see again. somebody might die.
All right, Mike. I'm gonna one up you on the Guns N' Roses front.
Uh-oh.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Nah. Done.
Equally
fucking
suck.
Done. Done. That's another fucking temple or shrine or building you can burn down. Whatever.
Yeah.
And hopefully fucking Axel's trying to fucking be the fire hydrant. Yeah.
You know what saved that song for me? Is like
Cheryl
I said,
Crow.
Like if there was any sort of redeeming quality in the song, and I like the guitar solo. I always thought the guitar solo in the middle, like if it's like 30 seconds of the song, I can stand, that's it. So that kind of went with Paradise.
Done.
Good call, though.
Look at that.
Yep.
Look at that. Open season on
Fuck. Fuck Axl Rose. You heard it here for the millionth time, folks.
All right, so we come around to
now
Tracy.
Back to Tracy. Right. Tracy.
And the countdown continues. Number five.
Five.
Beep, beep, beep.
This one, it was hard. There's a couple of songs, and I got to give a shout out to Jen Lee because her song convinced me that I hated my song more. And
love you, Jen.
And I'm going to give them both just because they're almost like they could be the exact same song. They're equally suck.
Okay. There are no rules.
So it's
first rule of Fight Club.
They're two Billy Joel songs.
Whoa.
We Didn't Start the Fire was
okay.
Jen's.
Okay. All right.
But I got one up. It's Uptown Girl. I cannot stand that song.
I
disagree with Uptown Girl. I still like that song. And when we saw them, that place erupted when he did that.
Yeah, because those were all the people who bought what the best of Billy Joel album.
We Didn't Start the Fire, I completely agree with. I don't care if I ever hear that fucking thing again. Chicken chow, ding 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 ding. The fuck is he singing? The language is he singing in?
There were two Billy Joel songs that didn't make my list, but were close. That would be in my top 20. You know, one is The Entertainer.
Mm. Yeah, I can live without that.
And the other is like the ultimate drunk fuck song, Piano Man. And that one.
I love that song.
I know you're hating me now.
No, I'm not. I don't have a poker face.
The catcher and the rye. What the fuck did my name? Fuck out of here with that fucking song.
All right, my number five.
we didn't start the fire. Even the video fucking aggravated me, man.
You know, the fucking video is like something happened to his neck in that video because his neck is like, he's like, his body's all like out of shape and he's like sitting at the table.
JFK, run away, run up the rock.
He just like took an iron and just went and they caught the fucking, and they caught it right at the.
He's stroking out.
And like they airbrushed the iron out. And then you just like left the indentation in his neck.
He's but Uptown Girl is
I liked Uptown Girl. I like that Innocent Man album.
Girl. People like that swing.
You know what I'm talking about? Like
it just reminds me of just.
I do know what you mean.
It just reminds me of everything I hated about the 80s. Mm.
Yeah.
It's what it does.
All right, my number five is Moni Moni. Uh-huh. Probably one of the most overplayed songs ever. Every fucking wedding, every friggin' work Christmas party. It's again one of those connect the dot songs.
Yeah.
Go back to that classroom full of people. All right, if you took a classroom full of people, like, you know, like people that you meet, where like, you know, like all of us, music is like the center of our lives. It's like all it's like we could talk about it for hours. That's why we have this show. But there are people that you meet, like, yeah, I like music. I like the Rolling Stones. I like Rolling Stones. Well, what song do you like from the Rolling Stones? What's that one? You can start me up. You know, we all know people like that, man. Oh,
we're
I
right.
love the Beatles. Well, what's your five favorite Beatles songs? And they can't name like three.
Oh, the one when they were
but
on the
all
stage.
Of those people
and
love Moni Moni because when you ask them what songs they like, oh, I like Moni Moni. I like that song.
Get laid, get fucked. Fucking Billy Idol's version.
Those are the ones.
Music for people who don't like music.
That's good.
That's actually brilliant, dude. Everything you said is totally right on the fucking Moni.
On the Moni.
Ba-dum-bum.
But I completely agree. Because we grew up with the Billy Idol version of that, and that's one of Billy Idol's worst.
I think Tommy
moment.
James, man. Tommy James and the Shondells.
But yeah, I love Tommy James and Michelle Gels.
Okay. There's a black and white video of him singing that when he's fucking doing like that funky chicken dance or some shit in a long coat. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy on? It's like he's got a popsicle stick in his ass and he's fucking wiggling on it.
I think you said we all know some people that are like that. Like, oh, what's that one Rolling Stone song? Like, I think most people are like that. Don't you guys find we take for granted how much that we, like, most people don't know shit about music. Most people really don't know nothing about music.
True.
And don't you find yourself assuming that they do sometimes? Like, people don't know the Beatles are British, for instance. Oh, they're definitely American. Like, there are people, like, a lot of people. Most, I think. Most don't know squat. we take it for granted.
Yo, whippersnapper don't know squat.
Squat.
When I was your age, I knew squat.
It's just something we decide to pay attention to. But,
hit it.
No, so my sticks up.
Right, so
it's stick.
All right.
Number
I like
five.
Your picks tonight. Like, maybe you know about this one, too. This is a song by The Sweet, my Cosmic Connect the Dots song. Song that's been done by a lot of different bands. The Ballroom Blitz, I think, is an annoying song. And the music was soothing. And the man was grieving.
Sweet wasn't the one like that.
That's Crocus's version.
That's Crocus's version. Sweet's version, it's not a great song.
I like
Sweet.
I like
a lot.
Sweet a lot.
That's
yeah, it's good.
Ballroom Blitz it is.
I grew up with the Crocus one. So.
Crocus. Hey, Crocus starts screaming in the night. And I'll always support them for that, because that's a great song.
I might catch flack for this one. But Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed. Fuck that song. He's not even singing it. It's like you and I are having a conversation.
That's all of his songs.
I was looking for soul food and a place to eat.
Yeah. What did Lou Reed ever sing?
Take a walk on the wild side. That's all I said. Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. And then there's like some chicks in the background just going, do. Another song with saxophone that I fucking can't stand. Fuck Lou Reed, too. How's that?
It was like his only hit.
Fuck him. And Sweet Jane and fucking everything else that Lou Reed ever fucking sang in his entire life.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. This is a big underground.
Sweet Jane boosts the fuck out of me, I'll say that.
Big velvet underground.
I can't stand Lou Reed. Oh, my God.
I really can't stand him
either.
But
I can see that. I can see how Lou Reed would be the kind of guy who would see... He's got this thing about it. People would not understand. I love
music.
The guy. You
the
know
fuck
that.
Was that? Fucking talking about NEW, Scott Muni, WNEW in New York, for those who don't know. used to have this DJ, Scott Muni, and this guy was like world renowned. I mean, from like AM radio, Scotso, and song like this. He was a big Beatles fan, Scott of the Beatles. Right? So he always thought that that song was about him when he was fucking singing it. Fine music, whatever the fucking Lou Reed was saying. Fuck him. Fuck Scott Muni, too.
I'm going to go on a
list. I like Scott Muni, man.
I did, too. I did like Scott Muni.
You're sticking up for Scott Muni and not Lou Reed.
He was in the
question,
man.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Scott's the one that offended you.
You know what song he really liked that I liked from back in the day, Scott Muni? He always liked, I don't remember who sang it. Who sang the Australian band, Beds Are Burning?
Midnight Oil.
He loved that group. He really enjoyed that group.
I love that album when it came out.
Yeah, so did I. It was a really good record when it came out.
We were just talking about that the other day. We were driving to the fucking Priest Ram It Down concert, cranking Diesel and Dust from Midnight Oil, summer of 1988. I was like, what's wrong with this picture?
We were the only ones doing that.
Cool.
And the countdown continues. Tracy, special. Tracy.
I want to...
We're at number four.
To say what Pat said, fuck Harry Chapin. I can't stand that fucking guy. I hated him. So, I can't. There's nothing about this man that is good. Every song makes me want to stab my fucking eyes out. He's just. Oh. Wow. He's just. I can't.
Which song, though?
Cats in the Cradle.
Cats in the Cradle, huh?
Yeah.
It almost made my list.
That fucking song is so bad. It's just. You know what? Here's where I want to punch him in the face and tell him. You didn't know who your father was for the first 10 years of your life, and you whiny prick bastard, he was working. The man was working. That's why you didn't see him. He didn't have a hoe. My dad had too much work to do to spend time with me.
So Lou Reed and Harry Chapin, God rest both of your souls.
Then
fuck
them.
It was like Pearl Jam before Pearl Jam, man.
I don't know about that. I do like Harry Chapin, but I don't know about
man,
that.
You put the word man in the moon, little boy blue. Oh, I just want
to. Little boy blue.
I want to punch him. All right.
Little boy blue. He needed the money. Oh.
My boy was just like me. Because your kid turned around to be a shit, too. I hate that song.
No argument for me on that one. No argument.
All right. Number
good.
Four.
Damn it.
Number four, my number four is Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve, I guess. I can't stand mid to late 90s Britpop. And there's a band that I can't stand, Oasis, but nothing that they did that I know annoys me more than Bittersweet Symphony. I don't know, maybe I was just in a bad... I mean, I kind of know. I was in a bad place in life at the time. Maybe it's just bad memories. Anything 1998 related, man. Another one was Iris, the Goo Goo Dolls. That almost made my list, but I was like, you know what?
That's a band that could go take
just,
a fucking flying fuck,
I just feel icky and creeped out when I hear that song.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Ugh. Goo Goo Dolls.
The bittersweet
I thought you liked that song. I thought you did. I'm wrong.
I strongly dislike that band.
You know what the funny thing is?
Where he talks about Marilyn.
When I heard that song and I didn't know. When I heard that song, I didn't know who sung it, who wrote it, anything. I thought it was U2. Think about that. It could very well be a U2 song.
You can hear U2's doing that.
Like, it's just, I'm like, this is so U2. Like, I hated it because I thought it was U2 first, and then I hate it even more.
And that little orchestration thing with the strings, like that's like there was like this like, Andrew, you know, the Stones manager.
Andrew Lou Goldham.
Like they did, there was like a symphonic thing with the Stones version of The Last Time years and years ago, and that's where that thing came from.
Right, you taught me that.
Yeah. All right, so Stick, you're at number
four, I think, or five.
Yeah, mine I'm going to make quick, and I kind of, you know, since I was one short, I kind of came up with it, but I realized, and this goes... Right with your Don McLean song, Tracy put it in the right in the same package. Am I the only one that said American Pie by Don McLean can go fuck off at this point?
I love that song.
Really?
I do. I really do.
Really?
I honestly, I can sit here at this table and honestly tell you that I could still listen to that song.
A lot of people said that on my page. I should have posted it on the Rock Under Fire page.
Like Mikey D said, it reminds me of a specific place, a specific time. I had it on 8-track. You know, my dad was a fucking drunk and just gone, and I you know, it reminds me of my family, me, my mom, my brother.
My boy was just like me.
But American Pie just takes me to a spot. Yeah, it just takes me to a spot. I completely get where you're coming from with it, though, because it's overplayed a lot. Okay.
Live it out at this point. Die a happy man.
Another one by a group that I absolutely fucking love. And, you know, when we had Mike Sergak on, we talked about favorite 90s band. Mm. And I said Pearl Jam inches out Soundgarden for me. Just, I mean, barely. Hair. Mm. Alive. I don't care if I ever hear that fucking song again. And that's what broke them. But I'm just I'm just so sick of the song. I really don't want to fucking it's not on my phone.
That's why I said like it was like Pearl Jam before Pearl Jam, like Cats in the Cradle Alive.
I have every fucking Pearl Jam
Who's your daddy?
On my iPad, but I don't that song, fuck that. I change it. I'm done with it. There's a few others, but that one really just rubs me the wrong way.
Number three.
It's my daddy issues, I guess.
We're kind of getting up there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I did mother. Oh, okay. This is one that Mike and I were talking about the other day. Again, it's an older song. You have to go back and listen to it. If you've never heard it, you will. It's just, you can't. Mike, do you think you know what I'm talking about?
I'm sorry.
Give him a hint.
Wait, say it again?
I'll give you a hint. The one we were talking about, the song that I can't stand. Let me think. What can I say? Fuck Dutch progressive yodeling.
Hocus Pocus.
By Focus.
Focus,
yep.
Fuck that song. Fuck that song.
And the cat just ran.
The cat hits that fucking
cat ran
song.
Out of the room.
Dilly dilly.
And
to the chamber of fucking
I wanted to make
death.
Sure that I had the band's name right because I couldn't. But you know what I mean.
Focus,
so
focus,
I
focus.
So I googled it, and the lyrics actually came up for it.
What are
Yodi dodi lo di dodi yo di do. Lodi dodi do. There's like six lines, and it's just yodeling. Because I was on YouTube, and
it
was
because you guys are singing like I know that.
And YouTube was like giving me
hate it too, don't you?
Like YouTube suggested it to me, like in, you know, in the column where it, like throws up similar videos. I'm like, oh my god, I haven't heard it in so long. And then I played it, and I was like. Playing it when I was talking to him.
If we took a fucking room full of 100 people, I'm gonna play like Steve Harvey here. Hey, playo. If we took a room full of 100, we surveyed 100 people with that fucking song. Of them would hate it.
I listed it on my runners up.
Okay.
70 people would hate that song out of 100. I think it's that bad.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yep. I agree. We agree.
Yep. It was a. Did I put on here? It actually was.
Nine out of ten dentists agree.
It was ranked number one.
Wow.
For 7 weeks, I think.
7 weeks.
Really?
That's people.
That was
people
where?
Were
in
doing
the States?
People were doing a lot of ass.
I think it was the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow, that's crazy.
People did a lot of drugs.
As good as the rock music was back then, man, the pop music
was then,
so bad.
You see, but the same it's the same maniacal. Did I write down the year? No.
Like look at the pop charts of 1974. It's awful. That was 73, but just those anything between 70 and 74.
Yeah, but it was delightful
bad.
Compared to today, though. It's
well, sure, of course. That's why there's so
delightful.
Few songs from the early 70s on my list, man.
You know?
No, rock wise, man.
I wonder how many people who listen to this are actually going to look up some of these songs because.
Look up Billy Don't Be a Hero and the Night Chicago Guy.
Oh my God.
I'm hooked on a feeling. And
don't be a fool if you lie.
Seasons in the Sun.
But we all know them.
I don't even know the words. Glory be. Yeah, Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Billy Don't Be a Hero.
The 70s were fucked up, man.
Rock me gently, rock me slowly.
Yeah.
Andy Kim.
Oh boy, all right, Mike. What do you got?
The fact that I know that is
number three, man. Nothing.
Sick.
I find nothing more repulsive than the sound of rock and rap together. And I have what you did for number 9. I can't decide. So you had those two songs for number 9. Yeah. I really can't decide if it's that Kid Rock song, My Name is Kid, or whatever. Bang, a bang, bang, dang, diggy, diggy, bang, a bang, a bang, yeah. Yo, and you're fucking, you
ball
know,
the ball.
Yo, 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 with the ho, any of that fucking. And the other one is Give It Away by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Or what's the name of that song? Is that
Give
what
it
it's
away.
Called?
Give It Away.
Any of that? Nah.
What the
got can't
to
deal
get
with
to
it.
Get it, put it in you. I love that song. I
can
love
see
that.
I can see that. Yep, it's all annoying. It's a whole universe of annoying songs. Guys, that's what we're reaching tonight. You know?
Yeah.
It's a lot of weeds you got to pick through to get to the fruit. One song I definitely don't like. It was a pop song, man, from a couple of years ago. It was like a club song, I think, but I found it especially irritating by Flo Rida.
But what isn't irritating from Flo?
Flo Rida himself is just irritating. He's from Florida, by the way.
The song was, Yes, I heard you were the wild one. Show me how you do.
I don't even fucking know that.
What?
When did that come out?
It's like 5 or 7 years old now. Yeah. If it took your heart, it'd be a home run. I'm not surprised you guys don't know. It was terrible. But it has that fake.
I'm surprised you did.
Yeah. That's where I was that time in my life.
When he said Flo Rida, we just looked at like.
When I'm in Florida, I listen to Flo Rida.
It was the people I was hanging out with. But it has that thing. Don't you guys hate this? The fake crescendo. All these club songs go. And then a big fake. Yeah, it's like I hate that fake energy.
Yeah, you're right.
They all do that.
I'm getting this fucking song out there before anybody steals my thunder on it, because I hate it that fucking much. Right. If I see Brett Michaels pick up a guitar again and sing fucking Every Rose Has Its Thorn, I'm going to smash him with it.
There you go.
Every time, like the welcome Brett Michaels from Poison, and he's got the red fucking bandana on with the cowboy hat because he's bald, and he's got that fucking acoustic guitar. We both lie shining still. You don't have any other fucking songs in your catalog, dude? Brett Michaels, everybody.
As an aging vocalist and aging rock star, it's probably the one he's like least ashamed of, where he could say, I wrote this and I could play it on an acoustic.
He thinks it's country rock fuck it is. Fuck that song.
And he's rolling in money from that song.
He is. And all of these people are probably rolling in money from these songs. But that fucking song is a piece of shit.
Oh.
It is. That's out of this entire fucking night, that's the biggest piece of shit song ever written.
I never liked it.
It is.
Slightly. Brett Michaels and all of them, I never liked.
I'll listen to fucking Supertramp before I listen. In their burning down fucking Justice League building while I'm smashing Brett Michaels with his own guitar. That's where I'll listen to that fucking Supertramp while I'm beating that fucking dudes up with his song. Fuck that song. Fucking Brett Michaels. Fuck. Where do you get off with that? For fuck, that song's. How old is that song? 88? Maybe 89?
Yeah.
And he's still fucking prancing around like he just wrote it.
He's just clinging on, man. He's hanging on.
For dear life. And now, you know what? People this summer are going to get to hear him fucking sing it because they're touring.
Oh, God.
PNC Bank Arts Center.
A lot of girls, I guess, are still paying.
Oh, all the chicks. They're going to see Brett Michaels. Yeah. Yeah, you fucking retards. Hey.
I agree, man.
That song gets me. My friend Betty, man. My friend Betty and Steve. Every year, I should show you the text. Every year for our birthday, we send a fucking picture of Brett Michaels to each other in like some fucking wacky cowboy hat, because we both agree with that song. When they opened up for fucking Motley Crue, we fucking made the joke that Crue was going to be coming out. Gas, and fucking Brett was going to come out and go, boom! And kick him right off the stage and go, we both last saw still in the dead of the night. It's going to be a whole fucking night, an hour and a half, the 90-minute set of him doing fucking Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Aren't his sets real short, man?
Because
he can't.
Poison undergone fire, man. That's why we call this show Rock Under Fire.
Poor CeCe DeVille.
Are we our last two?
Yeah, last two.
Number two.
I had to get that one out before anybody stole it from me if it was on their list.
I don't.
Again.
My list is what it is, man.
Like, yours are more popular songs. Now I feel like I should have been a little bit more... You know,
no.
Like,
oh, don't start doubting yourself.
That's bullshit. Right.
There's songs that you don't like.
There's another song. Because it's just so, God, it's just one of those songs that I had the pleasure of listening to in my youth. and I can't even.
Don't even have anything to say about it.
Right, I'm gonna put the links up with the thing to make it easier for you to reference these godforsaken songs that are just they're doing. It's a song from a group called, I don't even remember what year it was, 68. I wrote it down just so you could go and look. Zager and Evans.
Mm.
And Mike knows it. It's a freaking song in the year 2525.
I used to sing that in school 25.
Right?
I remember that song.
When you hear it, and I'm going to tell you why. Because my father used to always have the radio in the garage. And every time that song came on, my mother would go, Vinny, get that song off the radio.
I'm trying to remember that.
You really can't really remember it because you get to that far and you're okay. Just like...
Don't fuck your brain up over that song.
And you have to watch because there's actually one of those old school music videos of it too. So thought provoking. Like
I'm not seeking any of these
what's
songs.
What's going on in the year 2545? What are they saying? Is it going to be the apocalypse?
I can't remember.
Buying fucking cars, buying. I don't think I even.
I don't think I made it that far because I think the opening words of the song are in the year 2525. And then by then, my father had changed the station. But that one, I have to say, it did come in close to Rock and Roll by Gary Glitter. Because, ooh, you know, I'm severely frightened of that man. He looks like Frankenstein.
He's a pedophile. He's locked up.
He looks like Frankenstein in silver spandex.
Yeah, he's a fucking whack job.
Whoa, totally whack.
I think he was in... was it the Philippines or something? But he was a fucking pedophile.
Yeah, I have a very unnatural fear of that man, but I always did. Maybe it's a sixth sense that I have.
He made millions off of that.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Yeah.
Well, I would millions off of that.
Oh yeah, is every football stadium?
Yeah, not anymore. You just fucking start diddling little boys. That's what happens. They take away your fortune and throw you in.
They kill
fucking,
him.
Yeah, so do I. Filipino jail. No, fuck that. Yeah.
All right.
Just don't pay him for it. You're right. He should give up his rights to the song.
I wonder if we're gonna. I wonder if we're gonna be unanimous on our top song.
That's not.
No, I can't. See
I doubt
it.
Hell
oh,
no.
No,
he's actually right, he's actually sung my number one song.
Uh oh.
All right, so my number two.
Oh, I know what song it is.
My number two is. All right, yeah.
I think I do.
Well, number two is those songs that, you know, like I said, like some songs that you don't like has some sort of like redeeming qualities to it. Like you may hate a song because of its chorus, but the verses are okay. Like I like this song, but if it wasn't just like for the chorus, man, this song would be good, or vice versa, right? This song has no redeeming qualities whatsoever. The whole thing sucks, man. Beginning to end, man.
Just
beginning
a big pile of stinking dog shit.
It's called What's Up by Four Non-Blondes.
Oh yeah.
Possibly the most annoying fucking song ever.
You're here.
Hey.
There's that it's like Geddy Lee. It's like if Geddy Lee and Mighty Mouse had a baby. You know, and it's just like there, you know, like that. There's that Rush song, "Spirit of Radio,"
which is
a great song, but it's got like one fucking. There's like 10 seconds of "Spirit of Radio" that I always cringed at going back to childhood, man. That one line where he says, "and echoes with the sounds of salesmen," and there's that "I'm salesman," right? Yeah. It's like they isolated that one part and wrote an entire fucking song around that one annoying part. What's going on?
That's crazy. Know?
And it's like, it's annoying as fuck. The only thing worse than the verse is the chorus. And it just like gets worse from beginning to end.
She is a huge success.
She's a great songwriter from what I hear.
She wrote a lot of
Linda
stuff for
Perry, right?
Yeah, she wrote a lot of stuff for Christina Aguilera. She's a very successful songwriter.
Doesn't mean the song doesn't suck.
No, I'm not defending that song.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it. Well, it's just annoying.
It's cringeworthy. It's very cringeworthy. Very cringeworthy.
I think I didn't like it because it was.
Oh my God!
I don't like a lot of women in music, and I can't.
That's Lilith Fair bullshit.
Yeah, it's exactly.
He's absolutely right.
Lilith Fair.
All that hair on her.
Baggy hat.
Baggy hat.
You know, there's a whole. It's just it's vagina music, and I don't like it. Music.
You know, a vagina song that I do like in that same genre though, the Paula Cole.
Oh God!
I see. I like that song. That song's a guilty pleasure for me. I like that. And I know it. And I know it sucks, but I like it.
Oh, it's awesome.
I'm admitting that in front of you guys.
Wasn't it from Dawson's Creek? Was that from Dawson's Creek? Dawson's Creek, right? Yeah.
Confessing I liked it. Oh. Here in front of you all.
I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed. Ashamed.
Same thing.
She probably didn't shave her legs either.
Paul did not. Paul had a hairy bush.
Oh, we're wrapped.
We're on stick.
Are we on?
Oh, that's right.
Settle down here, Tracy Trayson.
I'll make mine quick, man.
Let's go to a commercial break.
I've only heard the song a handful of times in my life. Yeah, maybe a couple times in a bar. Oh, by the way, real quick, though, that last song that you said became like an intergenerational hit, man. The kids were singing that song, man. Like, you still hear that being sung.
Ugh.
That's like the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it won't go away.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Kids sing that now. It's popular.
Oh, my God, shave your own legs.
I cut myself off. Anyway, yeah, this song, you guys probably know it. I think it sucks, man. I had to look up who it was tonight. It turns out it's Puddle of Mud. And it's that song from the 90s, She Fucking Hates Me. Yeah, you know that?
That dude's That dude's a turd, too, man.
Really?
He's a real fucking...
Good. So you guys are feeling me on this one, man.
Oh, yeah.
I think that song blows. That's all he does. Just blah 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 blah. Need some words there. Blah blah blah.
I can bring the words. I can bring the words up if you want to see. It's really bad.
Yeah, that is the chorus.
Really
blah, blah 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 blah. Yeah.
Hey, fuck. I need a word there.
People
blah,
think
blah,
that's
blah.
Nirvana.
James Brown fucking needed a word. He was like, "Oh, he fucking throw that up." This guy goes blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
She fucking hates me. Yeah. I wonder why. Because you're a drunken derelict. That's why she hates you, though.
You know something about that guy, huh?
Yeah, he's been in the news recently because he can't fucking... He's a piece of shit drunk.
Really?
Yeah, piece of shit drunk.
Really?
Yeah, his own bandmates are like, this guy's a fucking loose cannon piece of shit.
Hmm. All right.
I missed that.
Well, we're...
I'm going to go with... I got to save that other one for last. Excuse me again. I'm going to go with fucking... I'm saying it. I don't care. Fuck Dream On by Aerosmith.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
You know, they have a really good catalog of music, man. I mean, obviously, they wouldn't be doing it as long as they have been. But Dream On? Nah. You know, it sucks is that they were such a great band. And I'm real happy that they made their comeback. And they made some good records after their comeback. And they all cleaned up or whatever they did. But when you start looking at that, some of that older stuff, they don't play... They glorified songs like that instead of, like, fucking Kings and Queens. And, you know, the really good fucking classic Aerosmith stuff. The 15-year-olds are buying our records now because of fucking Permanent Vacation. Let's fucking give them Dream On again over and over and over.
Walk This Way in that same category.
Yeah, I could be done with Walk This Way. Yeah. I could definitely be done with Walk This Way. I know Mikey would be because of the Run DMC thing.
Take that Run DMC.
Even before Run DMC did that song, I didn't like it.
Wasn't a very good song.
You know, I don't like, yeah. I like, and it's, and for me, it's crazy. Like, you know, Aerosmith will have my head, the fans will have my head for this. But I think Walk This Way, Sweet Emotion are like the holes in the middle of Toys in the Attic. Like, that album's great, but it's just like my least
I do like Sweet Emotion. I see your point about there being the holes on the record, though.
Yeah.
But Dream On,
but I
just,
feel like I with a lot of hits.
Three of those, Sweet Emotion too. Fast forward, I won't listen to any of those three songs.
See, I like Dream On. I never
had a problem with Dream On. I think it's brilliant. It's overplayed. I don't care to hear it much, but like, it's just one of those songs. Like, you know, when I hear it, it's like, yeah, this is good, man. The opening guitar riff is.
It's one that I won't turn off the radio.
Oh, I turned it off.
I've turned it off.
I believe, but you know, I always repeat this over and over.
It's overplayed, man.
Maybe I want water or something.
No, we're good. Thanks.
I'll leave Stairway to Heaven on before I leave Dream On. Then I'm really sick of fucking Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah,
but you know, I always
neck
say
and neck with the same
Steven Tyler thing. Wrote that song when he was 17. So it's kind of prolific in a way to me.
I won't doubt how great it is.
It's I will always listen to it. I like it.
Written, man. I wouldn't change anything about it.
Fucking hater.
I am. I am here to fucking hate and stir shit
what?
Up.
Is that me that stinks? I was like, damn.
Might be me. I got that wet
no,
dog
it's me.
Smell.
Nasty.
All right, number one.
Number one. Yes.
This band is a great band. They are so good.
Make this band great again.
So good.
Richie, you're a nice boy.
Richie, yeah.
But
they're so good. Their songs, they sing songs, Sister Golden Hair.
Oh.
Wow.
Tin Man.
I know where you're going. This is.
Ventura Highway, some of the most grooviest, awesome songs you could ever freaking listen to. And this song makes me, it makes no, I understand the time the songs are written in, I can't. It's Horse
See
with No Name.
Is the desert
with this life underground. Fuck you,
stupid.
And this song sucks. Punch yourself.
Plants and trees and rocks
and things.
Shit.
And yeah. Things. And different things. And
things.
Kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's really bad songwriting. You can just hear him. Yeah, plants and rocks and trees.
Birds and things.
Yeah. Again, maybe if I was on LSD at the time, it might have some kind of sacred meaning to me, but...
Because in the desert...
It's just one of those songs you're just like, name. Why did his band go... And then did the clip-clopping in the song, and you're like, I can't.
Everything that's Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
I let the horse run free in the desert. I'm singing like Ethel Merman again. And the desert became a sea.
Horse with No Name, Tracy's all-time
That is my all-time number one.
Most hated song, or the song that you can't stand the most. Awesome.
Because there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
How many people out there that actually still think that that's Neil Young?
I never did.
It could be. There you go. Crosby,
but if you didn't listen to either and you just knew about them, you could easily think that.
Yeah, yeah.
People think that.
I think I thought that at one time.
Did I say the band was America?
America, yeah.
America,
I like Ventura.
Fuck yeah.
America.
Ventura Highway.
America. Except for I'm proud to be an American.
They sound like Crosby, Stills, and Nash just in general, now that I think about it, like Tin Man especially.
Yeah, but it's good music, man.
It's
groovy.
Like some people think that the,
And there it goes.
I'll get it, man.
All right, Mike.
All right, my number one is probably the most generic ballad ever written. If we take all of the rock star cliches and stereotypes of bad relationships and drugs and alcohol and trashy codependency,
let us try and guess.
And we take a pinch of the Eagles' New Kid in Town and we put it in a blender and mix it all up. You get that song when Kid Rock tried to pass himself off as a rock star, and he teamed
white
up with
White Trash Stairway to Heaven.
The White Trash Stairway to Heaven.
I have sang that at karaoke.
it pops up in every dive bar. Picture. Every bar. It wasn't necessarily just dive bars, but, you know, and everybody that hears that song, everybody's got to, like, scream the lyrics at the top of their lungs and close their eyes and move their heads around like they're so into it because they can't believe that a great fucking song like this exists. Fuck you. Anyway.
Is that the song where you're doing Skinner?
Picture.
Picture.
No, Picture. It's
picture?
Called. Yeah.
The Skinner one is all summer.
So it's just like you can just like tell, man. It's like there's like a demographic thing, man, because you like the socialites, like the rich socialites in New York when they break up. This is not their music, man. You know, it's just, you know, I can't see them like, you know, I ain't seen your face in three damn nights. You know, like that whole line where Sheryl Crow is like,
yeah,
just cringeworthy, man.
Okay. What's that in reference to Sheryl Crow?
She's on the song.
She sings.
Oh, yeah, really?
It's a duet with him, and it's.
You gotta play this for me later. I don't know if I know.
It's.
I want to know.
You know what it is? It's. It could be any country song.
Really?
It could be any country duet. Any country duet. I don't hate the song. And it could have been Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton. I swear to God. Except for the cocaine part.
So you're making this sound like a real popular song. I must know this song.
They were probably recording in the same studio, different booths, and he banged her, drank a little bottle of Jack, and then that was the byproduct of it, instead of a baby.
You remember like that one Flintstones episode where like Fred Flintstone is walking around Bedrock and everywhere he goes is another Fred Flintstone?
Yeah.
Yabba, dabba, do. Yeah. Yabba, dabba, do. I do remember that.
Opens the door, yabba, dabba. That's Picture for me. Everywhere I fucking go.
Hello, chummies.
When you're in the fucking bar, everybody's like fucking talking amongst themselves. Man, that song comes on and everybody's like, all fucking singing it.
And the girls are like, that's our song they're playing. It makes us fucking
tired. And they're all drunk and stupid and got their arms around it. I put the picture away.
Sounds like another song.
Sounds like me.
That people that don't like music like. Yeah. Sounds like another example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stick Nixon's number one song.
I don't know if this is my most hated song of all time necessarily, man, but one song, I had to look it up. I know you guys know this song. Like the last one, I probably heard it like 4 or 5 times in a bar in my life, but I had to look it up. I'm not even sure I know the name of it. Oh, no, it's called the Chainsaw Song by a band called Jackal, where the chainsaw is the guitar solo.
Yeah. It's called Lumberjack.
Lumberjack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the end of it, he's... Right? That one. That one.
That's funny. That's great.
You got
great.
A song on her, She Loves My Cock, on that record.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's funny, like it's like about a rooster, though. It's not like the, you know, it's not like your body.
Yeah, yeah.
She loves my cock.
He sounds like AC/DC, too. That's, yeah. He sounds like Bond or
He's
fucking...
got a screeching voice. That's a good one.
That is a good one. All right.
All right, wrap.
Now, Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison should have been my number one. I was worried one of you fuckers was going to get it out there first, so I threw it out there. But this song is also, it's very close between that this one and Every Rose. Mother by fucking Danzig. That fucking piece of shit song, piece of shit guy. I don't even like him. I fucking gave that record away. I was DJing. Gave it away.
Really?
And
I
then
like
that
it.
Song,
I'm going to disagree, bro.
That
like
song
it.
Comes popular again. It's now all of a sudden it's blowing up. And
is it blowing up again?
No. This is back in the day when I was DJing. I was DJing at a strip club. Then the girls are like, "Do you have Mother?" I'm like, "By Danzig? I just gave that fucking CD away. I was using it as a fucking coaster." I want Mother. Mother, your Mother by Danzig. And now I gotta put Mother.
Yeah, you gotta go out and
this
buy it.
This goes out
again.
To all the single fucking moms in the bar dancing tonight. Who'd you rather Mother's house tonight? Fuck that song. He's got another song on that same album. Fuck, I don't even know what it's called.
Twist the Cane is on that album. That's a song.
What's it called?
Twist the Cane.
Twist the Cane, that's it. Yeah. I used to call that the mashed potatoes song. Mashed and mashed potatoes. Mashed and mashed potatoes, baby.
That's it. It's just a
oh.
But is there anything? Does Danzig have a song that's good?
No.
That shouldn't even count.
And he got his ass kicked by one of his fucking road crew. He got the shit beat out of him.
That should be disqualified because Danzig just sucks in general so bad.
I work for you and you still fucking suck. Fuck you. Bam! And he punched him in the face.
Yeah, incredible video. That was a guy in another band, I think, that jacked him.
Oh, it was? It was another band? Okay.
Yeah, I forgot what band it was.
I thought it was like a road crew guy. Yeah, he beat the
Mike,
shit
you
out
got my, we, that was great.
You got your any honorable mentions?
Yeah, I had one because I was really kind of hung up. And he was saying, he was saying Jump, and mine was, one that I crossed off was Dancing in the Street. Huh. The Van Halen version. But then I remembered
I love the guitar work in that though.
But then let us transition to the David Bowie and Mick Jagger.
Oh.
South
America.
And the whole thing just in general is a bad song. It never should have been written. Look at how that culminated. Yes.
And fucking Reebok.
And Mick Jagger running around in a fucking silk cape like he's I don't even know what the hell was going on there.
Z Cavaricci pants and their fucking open button down shirts.
So and then
that's a good one.
Capizios or something.
So it was that one was probably, you know, the one that I couldn't. Yeah. That's my honorable mention.
A few here, man.
All the versions.
Yeah.
Besides the Entertainer and Piano Man and obviously Horse with No Name that we talked about before, a few that didn't make my list that were So Hooked on a Feeling.
Yeah.
Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves by Cher. Lion Sleeps Tonight. And Killing Me Softly.
Lion Sleeps Tonight. I can
Roberta
do it
Flack.
I love Gypsies, nice. Tramps, and Thieves, though.
I didn't put any other one up there. That was really good, though.
You got any honorable mentions, Stick?
Not particularly. I gave my whole list.
Mine was another band. I'll give the song. It's the song was It's For You. The band was Candlebox.
Right.
Another record I gave away.
It's For You.
Yeah. Sitting around town, had this out of town, had this perfect, and And we're thinking no more is for you.
It came out early, too, long before grunge, in that empty period from a couple years where there was nothing.
He gave the record away.
A new cool band, but they weren't.
Gave it away. That's the only other honorable mention, really, song that I have on her. Boy, that was one hell of a fucking workout, huh?
Hell yeah, man.
There was a lot of filth flooring flying around.
Yeah, there was a filth floor, and I yeah.
So anyway, this is Rock Under Fire podcast.
This one's not for this one's not safe for work.
Rock Under Fire on iTunes. Find us on Facebook. Subscribe to our iTunes. What is it? Channel, YouTube channel, whatever it is. Oh, is it episode 43? At this point, you know, if you know us, you know us. If you're still listening and you're new to the show, welcome aboard. We'll see you next time. Pouring on me, bad news keep pouring on me, bad news.